How many of you are using Nightly here? So who's annoyed by the message once in a while that you get about you need to restart Nightly to continue using it? Nobody's annoyed. Oh shit, you're working for nothing. And so Alex is going to talk about that.
Yeah.
And so please sit. Remember, sit in the middle so people that come late can sit. Thank you very much. Oh, one last thing for the newcomers. We exit by the door that are downstairs. There are stickers on the tables here, here, and there. Please feel free to take them.
Hello, welcome to this talk. So I'm Alexandre. I have been working for Mozilla for more than 11 years now. And I'm here to present you something we called Fork Server. There is not my name on the slide because it has been a work not just done by me, but it also involved Thinkerly, Jed Davis, Nicole Hazel, and other people. So this is what Ludovic was talking about. How many people have been annoyed by that on their daily basis? It's mostly people under Linux, often on release, and let's explain why you see this. So the reason is that when we create a new process in Firefox, we have to read from disk. And whatever is on disk may have changed because your package manager applied an update. And so when we start the process, the child process that you need to view a website because you just opened the tab, then we have the child that is going to communicate with the parent process over IPC. And the first thing they are going to do is to verify the version they are talking about of the IPC protocol. Because if we are not using the same version, we are going to run into very weird issues that we had in the past, that we are triggering super complicated bugs, that we are wasting our time. So we decided to say if the version on disk does not match the version in memory between the parent and the child, then we stop everything and we annoy people. Because it's much fun for you to be annoyed than for us to be annoyed. That's the main motivation for the user-facing value of Fork Server. So first I will try to explain to you how we got into the situation with so much processes and why you run into that issue so often. Then we will explain a little bit in detail, but not too much, what is Fork Server, and have a look at the improvements outside of this dialogue, which should not come anymore. Let's do a little bit of history. A long time ago, the web was very simple. You had no audio, you had no video, you had computers with only one processor. The security was not so much of a big issue. The attack surface was much simpler. So the original design of a browser was a single process doing everything, doing the UI, doing the rendering of the web pages, doing the disk access, everything. And there was no good reason to split that into many processes because you had no CPU with enough processes to take advantage of it. Then a few years later, we introduced audio, we introduced video, and we did that, for example, using Flash, using NPAPI, which some of you might remember. And those were very complex piece of software running within the process, so adding a lot of attack surface to the process, adding a lot of stability issues. So there was a good incentive to have a separate process for them because, for example, if Flash was behaving badly, we could kill it and restart it without having the whole browser to crash. So it was convenient for a user, and it was convenient for us. Less bugs that we would be blamed about. And the story continues a little bit over. We had GMP, which introduced some video codecs, and at some point the web became a little bit more complicated. We started to have to isolate stuff, and with more complexity, we introduced even more processes, like GPU, content, web extension. And as of today, everything in bold is a process type